You guys good? I'm going to call the meeting to order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Make a motion for approval of the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is the minutes for October 12th, 2017. Are there any changes to the minutes?
They would be as revised. We found a few little typos.
Okay, then I make a motion that, does anybody else have anything else? Making a motion that we approve the minutes of October 12th, 2017 as revised.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of October 12th, 2017 as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. First item on the agenda is additional business discussion of the comp plan. Ms. Cornwell, do you have any update?
I just want to note that the public hearing for the comp plan will be next Thursday at 6 p.m. in council here in council chambers. And you have your packet for next week.
Great. We actually have the whole comp plan for next week. Anyone on the commission have any comments or questions? Any member of the public that would like to address the comprehensive 2018 comprehensive plan? Seeing no one rise, we'll go on to old business. First item of old business is change of zone number 1829, Teresa Elizabeth Murray Irrevocable Trust.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1829 for Teresa Elizabeth Murray Irrevocable Trust for a change in zone from GR to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The site is located in an area of Cedar Neck Road where other commercial and business zoned properties exist. CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area and zoning uses. Although the property is currently zoned GR, General Residential, it has been used for commercial purposes as a boat storage location pursuant to conditional use number 478. CR1 zoning is consistent with the prior use, our prior and current use of the property. The site is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR1 zoning is appropriate within this area according to the plan. The proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Whenever this property is developed for a particular use, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements, and DLDOT will determine where appropriate entrance locations should be. Any development of the site will require preliminary and final site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of change of zone number 1829, Teresa Elizabeth Murray Irrevocable Trust. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item was part of the combined public hearing, the first part of which was change of zone number 1827, Fenwick Commons LLC.
Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion, I'd like to know if anyone has any discussion about this.
I just think that, you know, the code is the code, and so we have an application which is in the environmentally sensitive developing area, and the lands adjacent have been treating in a manner that's like to the application. I think it would be difficult for us to legally defend a motion to deny.
I, on the other hand, and I'm again not a lawyer, don't actually agree with you, Mr. Ross. I'm just thinking because this is the other areas that have been rezoned all provided reasons for people not to get on the road. So they had shopping centers and food and entertainment and things, reasons why it wouldn't create as much more traffic, but I don't see that in this one.
Anyone else?
Anybody else? At this time, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we defer discussion and
consideration.
Yes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission. Change of zone number 1827, Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The second item of that combined public hearing was conditional use number 2098, Fenwick Commons LLC.
I would just point out for the commission that because the conditional use is somewhat contingent on the first one, the rezoning, that this one should also be a deferral then.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission, conditional use number 2098, Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. It's time for our public hearings. The gentleman to our left, Mr. Robertson, our legal counsel.